There was one program that the jail is using these days that the grand jury thought was really a step in the right direction. Tell me about that program.
Yes, I thought this was quite interesting. It's called the Jail-Based Competency Restoration Program, and it turns out they're actually doing such a good job at it that sheriffs from all over the United States are coming to review what they're doing. And what this program does, when someone is arrested with serious mental health issues which compromise their ability to understand the legal process that they're now involved in, all jails, all sheriff's departments are faced with the question of how do you restore that suspect to enough competency that they can have a trial. And normally, this can be an extraordinarily long time. In most places, extremely mentally ill suspects are sent away to a institution for a while. And it can be as long as 2 years until they're, quote, well enough to have a trial. The amazing thing that the Sonoma County Sheriff's seems to have done is that they've radically reduced the amount of time it takes to make a suspect with serious mental health issues ready to stand trial. And they've done it through three main methods. First, when someone who's comes in presenting with serious problems, they do psychological testing. They do psychotherapy specifically tailored around restoring legal competency. And then, and this is probably the real solution for why this works, is they use psychiatric medications. And in order to give a psychiatric medication to someone, very often someone in the throes of schizophrenia or bipolar mania does not want to take medication. You actually have to go to the court and ask to involuntarily medicate that person. It's a time-consuming process, and a lot of departments just don't do it because they don't want to go through the hassle of it. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Department has made a habit of really pushing for involuntarily medicating patients with medications that restore them to some sort of equivalent of mental health, at least enough so that they can stand trial.
Okay. Anything else jump out at you in that report from the jail?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the criticisms that they had was they wanted the sheriff's department to be more careful in releasing prisoners to make sure that they had connections with county health if they were in the middle of a treatment protocol, say for something like if you're getting an antibiotic treatment, say for tuberculosis. Right. They want to make sure that you have, in fact, finished that protocol.
Just like with tuberculosis treatment, Rush said, following up on prisoners' psychiatric medications and therapy would allow a better and more consistent outcome for each prisoner. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.